For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm attorney Mo DeWitt from the Cat Named Mo Show. Well, I'm the attorney on the show. I'm not a cat named Mo. Anyways, car crash, slipper fall, you know who to call. JustCallMo.com. Injured on the go? Just call Mo. Office Tampa.
In 3, 2, 1.
Holy sh! It's time for another Johnny B. Meltdown.
All right, Chair, you're up.
All right. So I get the perfect day, the perfect storm day, to where Monday dragging ass already, you know, because of the weekend, but got to work anyway. But the storms roll in, so it's only a half a day. So I get to go home. I get to take a little nap.
Nice.
Now, what happens in my nap is in my dream. My ex-wife screams, "Get the F up!"
Oh, boy.
Clear as day, right behind me, it's there. She's real. I open my eyes. I realize it's not real. Have you had these experiences with exes just coming into your dreams?
No. Thank the Lord, no. I don't really recall any. Now, I've never been married, though. Maybe this is a thing where you're, you know, traumatized from court proceedings and, you know, being on the hook legally with somebody. I've never had that. So, thankfully, no. It's always been, okay, we're done here, and then we both go our own separate ways. So, there's not really. I actually can't think, Cherokee, now that I think about it, an ex that I hate. I think if
really?
I ran into any of them, I'd be like, oh, hey, how's it going?
That's got to be a rarity, bro.
Do you think it has to do with not having the courts involved? You know what I mean?
Well, no, because I didn't have the courts involved except for one time, and that was just the divorce. But that was, you know, you had to do it that way.
Right.
But no, in every other one, no, I, you know, they say don't burn your bridges. Mm-hmm. But I always managed to burn the bridge down and go back and make sure that the road was never paved again, and you know, just
yeah.
Oh, I was not a good breakup type of person. It's like, why don't you want me?
Yeah, I mean, I've had that where I get sad. I had a streak. I would say I did everything completely wrong because I had girlfriends in my early 20s, which is so stupid. If there's any young men out there that are, you know, late teens, early 20s right now, and you're going to school or whatever you're doing, working, doesn't really matter. Now's the time to sow your oats, as they say.
Don't get shacked up
with some broad because you love her, because that's easy to fall into. I did that too. That mess around now, and then when you're around, you know, 26, 27, 28 years old, that's when you go, okay, I need to, this is the one I want to stick with and be with and marry or whatever. Don't get stuck in a relationship when you're superior. Although that sometimes works. I mean, like Catholics will do that where they meet it in high school and then they get married when they're 18. And those are often, I think even data shows this, the happiest marriages that last the longest, you know?
It's a crapshoot for sure. I mean, because I got married at 22. Should not have done it. Neither one of us knew who either one of us were, you know?
Yeah.
At 22 years old, you don't know this, but we made it work for 13 years. I mean, should have only been like 6, but
right. Yeah,
you know.
And that, see, I guess it was common with my grandparents' age to get married young, but they would mostly do it so they can move out of their parents' house. So and that was the only way to really do that was to marry some guy and start your own life and start your own family. But that's not really, obviously now it's certainly not the case. I mean, there's women in the workforce now and a lot of things have changed culturally. They're in that thing. So women are much more independent now. But that's what my grandmother married her first husband for, was just to get the hell out of the house.
Right. The original sugar daddy.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know if I'd say that they were sugar daddies necessarily, but yeah, I know what you mean. They would, you know, go to work.
There's a way out.
Start their own home. Yeah. Start their own home, I guess, would be a better way to say it. Not like a sugar daddy like we know by today's standards, certainly.
Correct. I'm shopping for another sugar mama, by the way.
Oh, are you?
So
what do you have to? Are you looking for? Did you see the pictures of Crazy Patty? Maybe she could be your sugar mama.
No, I didn't. I love her as a caller. She's a great woman, but she's got her own issues, and she's got a husband. So she, you know.
Yeah, true. But he's not banging her. I think her husband would be okay if she was getting some on the side. You know.
I couldn't violate her or myself or him by doing any of that. So,
are you still going to have your threesome with Fritz and Lori? Is that still on the agenda?
I'm on now, bro.
That's not Fritz.
I didn't know that was an option.
I heard.
What's up, Fritz?
Yeah.
Let's go side by side, 138.
Yeah. 6'9". You know, he
No. I'll film it, but I'm not going to be any part of it.
Okay.
Bang me and my lady. You're gay, bro.
Yeah.
For real.
All right, Cher. Well, thanks for calling in and killing some time with me.
Way to film it.
Hey, man. Yeah, you know I'm always there for you.
All right, buddy.
You fill in the rest of the hole there, Chrissy.
Bye, Cher.
Got it. Jack off.
There you go.
Bye-bye.
He had a good meltdown. He had a did you hear it? You didn't hear it, right?
Yeah, I heard most of it. Okay. Yeah. So, yes, that's what I do whenever I get knocked off. I immediately tell that lady over here whose name starts with an A to play the station so I can hear how you're handling it. Yeah. It's always funny because it's the delay. So, you know, I just hear the rejoiner song playing for a while.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, 102.5 The Bone. I guess Johnny is gone. There you go. Yeah, it's very, very weird. I don't know what's going on. I defrag my computer. I restart everything before the show starts. I think I need to update the program we use to Comrex in. I haven't done that. So maybe that's it.
Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going to do that after the show. I'll just update that app so that maybe if that's the issue, I don't know. Because I got the highest speed internet that Spectrum allows, so I don't know, man. I don't know what's going on, man. Welcome back to the show, everybody. I'm here, you know, several minutes late, and we've already started meltdowns. Will got one out of Cherokee. And it might be the best call that Cherokee's made in days, be honest. So, and it wasn't good. So, yeah. Will, do you have a meltdown?
Yeah, I do.
Give it to me.
Yeah, Daddy.
Another Johnny B. Meltdown.
So, Johnny, I should mention that this meltdown started originally as something else and kind of, as the day progressed, has melted down at another angle. Same incident, two different angles that are upsetting. So there's this Texas restaurant, right? Texas is obviously, don't mess with Texas, has that type of attitude.
Yeah.
I know that you don't really care what people do. I'm the same way. Wear a mask, don't wear a mask, I don't care.
Right.
When people start telling you what to do, that's where I think the issue lies. So I don't like it if they're telling you to wear it, and I also don't like the idea of saying that you can't wear it, that you're not allowed to wear it. And because everything's political now, we live in this day and age. A Texas restaurant tossed a couple who wore face coverings to protect their immunocompromised 4-month-year-old son, and its owner is defending the move, saying that he doesn't want masks here. Now, okay, what does it matter, dude? The kid is not well, and they want to wear masks, let him wear masks. That was the angle initially. It seems pretty simple, right?
It's politics, 100%.
But then I'm looking into it a little more. And there's been other cases where this has been a thing that's happened, where people look for trouble. They look to get in a confrontation. They look to prove their point. They may sue. They may do other things. They may get money out of this whole thing. Maybe they can start a GoFundMe, et cetera, et cetera. So if somebody doesn't want you at your business, if you go, this mask specifically says they don't want masks, okay, asswipe, I'll go somewhere else then. And then you call them a jerk, and you go somewhere else. So I found out that this lady, the mother of this immunocompromised four-month-year-old, in her bio, she has a website called eatslaylove.org.
Oh.
She describes herself in the website as, I'm Natalie, a 23-year-old native Texan who happens to be a left-wing radical feminist.
Oh!
I studied at New York University for my BS in food studies and global public health. So I'm not saying that this is what happened. But I got a feeling that she may have scoped out this place in particular so she could have a confrontation with this owner and get in the New York Post, which mission accomplished. Now her website's out there. She's getting free publicity just for doing the right thing. I wanted to protect my four-month-year-old. And that's the thing, using kids as... I think, didn't we do a meltdown about this? We're using kids as political fodder?
Yeah, absolutely,
and
dude.
That's what Hamas does?
Yes.
And it's just, it rings eerily similar to something like that. So maybe it was just a completely honest thing, and this lady is the victim of this guy being a jack-off at his place. But, you know, if it's like that, I'm sure he's got signs outside, because they do it's the opposite of the coin, where you see businesses that say you must wear a mask. I'm sure they have a mask with a do not, you know, symbol crossed out on there, because that's what they do. That's what lunatics do. So she knew what she was getting into and went in there anyway. And my theory is she went in there to pick a fight, essentially.
Yeah.
And she, mission accomplished. I'm sure she's going to have a GoFundMe up and, you know, like I said, all that stuff. So I don't know. I just let's agree to disagree. You go this way. I'll go this way. I'm sure there's another bar and grill that would welcome them and their masks into their restaurant. So just go there. Don't try to pick fights with people, especially unhinged people. Clearly, this person, this man, if he's so against the mask, there's no really rationale there. You're not going to be able to reason with them. So go somewhere else. Just take your business somewhere else. Stop trying to fight people.
Yeah, I mean, it looked pretty obvious to me. I saw the story, too, and it looked like the perfect storm of asshole business owner, asshole virtue signaler trying to push an agenda, you know, and that's you know, it's going to happen. And this business owner had to know that was going to happen eventually, you know?
Right, and they probably welcome it, because they're tired of everything, too. You know, they don't understand that people feel the way they feel, but just the opposite. So you're very passionate about it. This guy is very passionate about it too, because she ended her Facebook post with, I am shocked with the level of ignorance in our country and scared to think how much worse this pandemic will get, knowing so many folks think this way. So she went in to try to be a martyr, and she got what she wanted. But he's an ass, and she's an ass. They're both asses.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, it was a perfect storm. They're both jerk-offs, you know, like, and I get, you know, this guy is, you know, he's very, very strong in his opinion of the masks and all that. And there's a ton of people that agree with him, you know, and, you know, I don't wear a mask in places that don't make me wear a mask, you know, because I kind of feel confident in my antibodies, and I kind of feel like most of the studies have shown that the masks really don't do much, you know? So, but I'm also not the type that's going to, you know, pee-pee on you if you want to wear a mask. I'm totally okay with it. It's fine, you know, like whatever makes you comfortable and everything else. So, yeah, it's just another example of how everything is so politicized and we are so divided that people are ready to go to war, even when it comes to using your immunocompromised child as a pawn, you know, in this whole thing. So it sucks, man. Yeah. I just hate everybody. Yeah. I really do.
Stupid.
Let's see if we got a meltdown on line one. Hello, you're on the Johnny B Show. How can we help you?
This is Daryl D. How you guys doing?
Hey, Daryl.
What up, Daryl?
You got a meltdown, Daryl?
Hey, I was just in your neck of the woods. I had a little condo at Indian Rocks over the weekend. Yeah, I got a little kind of just points. Right. Topping points for sure. Meltdown.
All right. All right. Hang on. Let me hit the music.
In 3, 2, 1.
Holy sh! It's time for another Johnny B. Meltdown.
What we got, Daryl?
All right. First thing is the upspeak. You know, it was funny in American Pie. You know, at band camp, now everybody's doing it, but we already discussed that one. So we'll just let that one go. But please, people, teach your children well. Okay, the second one is the, if you want to have a mask in a restaurant when you walk to the table, you're going to be eating sooner or later, and the thing's coming off. So is this theater or is this reality? That is the biggest question in my mind. If we want to pretend that these beautiful masks are going to protect you, but you're going to take them off to eat, the COVID doesn't spread while you're having, you know, your face stuffed with pasta. So I don't understand the whole problem here. That's my meltdown. You're going to a restaurant. Are you getting takeout?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, stupid. You're right. I don't know. Johnny,
I totally agree.
Oh, no, Johnny's
right. No, I totally agree. Yeah, so I was just letting him get it out. I mean, that's my thing, too. You see so many of these places, like, you need to have a mask on while you're walking in, but once you sit down, you can take it off. Because clearly, every restaurant and every business has some sort of a treaty, some sort of a peace treaty with COVID-19 that if you're sitting down, it's not allowed to attack you and your immune system. But if you're standing up, game on, bitch, you're getting COVID.
And I'd like to add a little side note to this is natural immunity has been proven, but they won't let you talk about it, to be better than the vaccine. But somehow man became better than millions of years of biological evolution. That's another problem that we have right now is, like, people say follow the science when they don't care. They just want to follow their own particular religious science. So be safe, brother.
Yeah. Later, man.
Thank you, dude.
There you go, bro. Yeah. I mean, that's what meltdowns are for, buddy. Get it off your chest. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. And you know what? He's kind of led into my meltdown a little bit too, and it's something that I melt down about all the time. But
just before you do that, I don't know. I was telling you, and I think I sent it to you on text. Project Veritas, which is this, they went into like Facebook and social media sites. They cover different things. They're a right leaning outlet, I would say, and there a lot of criticism of them is that they deceptively edit videos, which I've looked into that, and they'll put the whole sting operation, but it's hours and hours and hours of video. But they put it all there if you want to see it.
Right.
They just condense it down into manageable consumption, you know? So they got a HHS U.S. official to blow the whistle on some COVID stuff. I'm going to watch it when I get home.
Mm-hmm.
That should be interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, it's very interesting. I'm going to watch it also. So, yeah, and that's kind of where my meltdown is going too. It's kind of the same as you. You can hit the button if you want.
In 3, 2, 1.
Holy sh! It's time for another Johnny B. Meltdown.
Yeah, it's kind of what Daryl D. was talking about. Is even Google has it filtered out. Like, if you Google right now, can you get immunity from having COVID-19? And the first result is, yes, you get some immunity from having COVID-19. But no one should wait to get vaccinated is the first result from the Washington Post. So they're not giving you, like, the real story. They're not giving you, like, real studies that have been done. More and more studies. And it really, I got to looking into it again. Because Chris Rock just announced he has COVID-19. And he's fully vaccinated. And he posted that he received the one shot Johnson & Johnson. And he says, I have COVID-19. You guys don't want to get this. Get vaccinated now. I'm so confused. So he got vaccinated. Now he's sick, and he's telling people, go get vaccinated. Well, and it's just, I don't know.
I think that they're saying, well, you have a less likelihood of getting it, and that the severity of the disease exponentially goes down if you have the vaccine. I think
right, but it also lessens if you've had COVID-19, natural immunity.
Yeah,
which is the aggravating thing. They're not telling anybody this, and it makes it look shady, and it makes it look like they're hiding stuff. You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy. Did you know your body has a backup immune system that remembers COVID-19 that you don't get from the vaccine?
Yeah.
You have T-cell memory.
Look,
and they're not talking about it.
Dead girl's mother won't even see her if she doesn't have the vaccine, because her doctor told her that she needs to have the vaccine, that she's putting the dead girl is putting her at risk if she doesn't have the vaccine. And she's saying, well, I had it, and I have antibodies and everything.
Yeah.
And she, you know, her mother isn't curious or anything, and just does what her doctor tells her, which,
right,
fair enough. I understand that. But she said, well, my daughter's had it. She has antibodies. The doctor said that titer test does not tell us for sure whether someone is immune or has been exposed to COVID-19. Therefore, there's still a risk of infection. I don't know if you've considered the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, since it's a traditional vaccine, but unless you get the vaccine, I'm too much of a medical risk, meaning that she has to at least get the Johnson & Johnson one in order to see her mother. And that's what the doctor is advising her mother, and her mother is going by that right now.
The third result I got on Google is from 12 hours ago from Nebraska Medicine. Whatever this is, right? Nebraska Medicine. And it says, if you've had COVID-19 before, does your natural immunity work better than the vaccine? And it says, the data is clear. Natural immunity is not better. COVID-19 vaccines create more effective and longer-lasting immunity than natural immunity from infections. But that's BS. Because they're saying now Pfizer starts dropping off after 4 months. But I'm looking at studies of people a year and a half later that have robust antibodies. I tested, you tested, 9-10 months later and still have antibodies. So are we some sort of superhumans? I don't understand what's going on. But this report is the third result on Google. And I've never even, I don't know, I guess that's from a university in Nebraska. I don't know what Nebraska Medicine is, but I'm looking at studies from the Cleveland Clinic and from Stanford that are saying natural immunity is stronger. I just don't understand why we're getting this weird chain of information, and we're not getting the other stuff. It's just, to me, that's what causes hesitation. That's what causes people to be skeptical, you know? It's just, that's pissing me off. Because like you said, with dead girl and her mom, it's causing a problem with their relationship. It's crazy to me. Can we get some clarity? Can we just be truthful to the people?
Well,
so we know for sure.
I want to know, how are we so far apart? And not even we, but how is the medical community so far apart on this thing? If we're following the science, why do we have a good section of the medical community saying, wait a minute, you're not thinking everything through here? And then there's just, nope. If this is the science, you know, trademarked, this is what we're doing. You could put Jay Bhattacharya from Stanford University at Anthony Fauci's job, and we would be doing things completely different, and it would be the official narrative. And anyone saying to do what Anthony Fauci says would be called a lunatic and, you know, not following the science. So none of this makes any sense. I don't understand. I don't understand what the deal is either. With the hesitation, that's why it makes me think that something nefarious is going on, that this vaccine does something else. Just talking, I don't know anything. I'm just saying it makes my alarm bells go off. Why do they want you to get this thing so bad if you potentially don't even need it? But
that's
still
what's annoying.
Get it.
That's what's annoying. And it's like, wait a second. You know, like, why are we not talking about natural immunity at all? When you look at the definition of herd immunity on the CDC website, it says, for you to achieve herd immunity, a community either has to have recovered from a disease or gotten a vaccine for the disease. But nobody's talking about natural immunity. Well, they are, but it's not being given to us on a mass scale. Instead, the information we're getting is, no, get the vaccine. You yeah. shut up and get the vaccine. It's almost exactly what that nurse practitioner did to me in April when I asked her, you know, when I was getting my blood work done, if I could get an antibody test. And she flew off on me and shut it down and said, you don't have antibodies. And I was like, well, I had COVID. And she said, no, 3 months. That's how long they last. Why don't you just get the vaccine? And I was like, damn, lady. I mean, aggressively came at me. And then 4 months later, I take an antibody test. I got antibodies. And what now? Nurse practitioner? Somebody I'm supposed to trust with my goddamn life? And it's aggravating. Like, I can't. You have to go out and really search these reputable sources. And you go, why is this not being talked about on Fox 13 or Channel 10, ABC? Why are we not talking about natural immunity for what it is? Instead, it's just no, it doesn't. It's bad. Your antibodies don't last long. Go get the vaccine. And I understand if you're just trying to, you know, kind of, you know, hedge your bets and get people to be extra, you know, protected or whatever like that. But be truthful about it. Say, look, natural immunity is very robust. But if you take the vaccine, you'll have more immunity. Like that report that Kelly sent us last week that said, if you take it, you'll be superhuman. You know, if you've already had COVID.
I don't believe it, but I'm not a doctor, so I don't know. It just seems like they're trying to get people who have had it and are saying
it's what it sounds like.
I have natural immunity. Well, if you get it, you'll get more immunity. I don't think that's how immunity works, right?
I don't know either. But it's hard to tell because they're not telling us everything. It's just, it's very upsetting. All right, let's take a couple phone calls and get some meltdowns before we have to take a break. Let's go to line one. Hey, you're on the Johnny B Show. Who's this? Hello?
3, 2, 1. Oh.
All right. Bye, bitch.
Bye.
All right, let's go to the next line. Why not? Johnny B Show.
Hey, y'all.
Oh, hi. What's up, Fritz?
I really don't have a meltdown tonight, but I'm listening to you, and I could meltdown over that stuff. But I've already done it, so why bother? I'm getting over the vid even as we speak. You know,
still?
It comes and goes, man. It's been a month since I could smell anything. Today, I can finally smell something, you know. But, I wanted to say goodnight to my bros, and I wanted to say as of 12 o'clock, I'm going to be 60 years old, dude.
Whoa.
You
old bastard.
Oh, happy birthday, Grandpa.
I can't believe it, dude. I feel the same as I did when I was 3, you know, inside.
Liar.
No, yeah. I really do.
Same size penis?
You know, I don't know. I tried to seduce my babysitter when I was 5.
What?
But, you bastard.
Yeah, I've always been a horned up
weirdo,
bastard.
Creep.
Well, no, I don't think it's weird.
Yeah, you're weird, dude.
But, yeah, man.
I don't think so. I'm a dude. Yeah. But I just wanted to say, every year I tell everybody, don't worry about my birthday, man. I don't give a damn. But this year I'm telling everybody, goddamn right, I want beer, I want smokes. And I want kahunas, man.
Some real white trash.
Shameless.
Yeah.
Hey, I made it through 6 years of life by being, you know, pretty forward.
Well, good for you, man. Well, happy birthday, Fred.
Yeah,
hope you get all the cigs and big kahunas you could shove in your mouth.
Oh, man. See, what I would do to a big kahuna right now could be a porn.
Yeah, like a pelican.
All right, well, hey, I love you guys.
We love you,
man.
Fritz.
Take care,
pal.
Man. Happy birthday, buddy.
I can't wait to come to the show, bro.
Yeah, man. You old bitch. All right. Night, night.
Good night.
See you night, Grandpa. There you go. All right. Perfect.
Old man.
I know. Jeez. Ugh. Side by side, 69 with an old 60-year-old. Gross, Lori. Gross. Ooh, we got another call?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Let's take it. Johnny B. Show, who are you?
Hey, this is Justin.
Hey, Justin. What's happening?
Not much. My service is going in and out, so I'm not going to be long-winded. I just wanted to recommend you guys check out a channel on BitChute called The Crow House. He did an interview with an Australian funeral director. I think you guys would get a kick out of that.
What is? I think I saw something about that. Now, what is the funeral director? I know you said you have bad service, but what is he? What does he say? What's a bombshell?
He's making a correlation between the vaccine and the Delta variant.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I got you. All right, like the leaky vaccine thing. Yeah. All right. Cool, man. Well, thanks for. I'll check it out.
All right. Thanks.
Later.
Later, man.
Yeah, that's yeah, remember we were talking about leaky vaccines a while ago, and that's speculated by some higher ups too, not a funeral director in Australia, but doctors at Ivy League universities that maybe some of these variants are having to do with maybe the vaccine.
I mean, it looks like the variant popped up after millions and millions of people were vaccinated. So I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, that was even in the how they did the. Booster shot meeting last week.
Yeah.
That was brought up in that meeting.
Huh. Interesting. I know the big news today.
Not that they said that that's what it was, but I'm just saying that it was brought up as a potential. Which,
yeah, should be. The big news today was that Pfizer says that the shot is safe for 5 to 11-year-olds. So, yeah, yeah. And that's the thing, too. You see mixed opinions. I've seen people that say, I saw people on Facebook saying, a month ago saying, why don't you just get vaccinated, you bunch of jerks, da, da, da. Saw the same people today saying, yeah, I don't think I'm sticking my six-year-old with a vaccine. Oh, wait a minute. Why not? Do you not trust the vaccine with your child?
If you're injured, how much is your case worth? I'm attorney Mo DeWitt. You never asked to be injured. Don't let the insurance company shortchange you. Injured on the go? Offer too low? Just call Mo. Just call Mo. .com Office, Tampa.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.